Lord. Father, as we stand in this place of worship with you, Lord, we continue to give ourselves to you, Holy One, in response to you giving yourself for us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you are consistent and continuously inviting us, that your heart is an open invitation to us, that you say, come, come, that you say, come. Thank you, Lord. Scripture talks to us about commissioning. Come into mission with him. Scripture tells us about community. Coming into unity with him. And Scripture talks to us about communion. Coming into union with him. There's a holy, consistent, and continual invitation from the heart of the Father to come. To come and join him, to come and be with him, to come and be loved by him. So we thank you, Lord, that this morning, Father, we're coming into union with you, Lord. We know that we are in union with you because of the day that we said yes to you, Father, but that there's a deeper place that you call us to, of coming into union with you consistently, continuously. And we thank you, Father, that it is a holy place to be with you, Lord. It's a holy place to be with you. So, Father, this morning, as an act of worship, as an act of devotion in response to you, Father, we come together, Lord, to remember who you are and what you've done. Who you are and what you've done, Lord. In the gospel, you tell us, Father, that you came together with your 12 disciples. You came into unity. And you broke bread and you said, remember, this is my body. That it was broken for you. Church, this morning, let us remember the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us remember what his body endured for our sake. For our sake, what he endured. Let us remember his suffering. And he took the cup and he said, drink of this cup. The representation of my blood, a covenant. My blood covenant with you. Let us remember this morning that covenant that is pure, that is holy, that is deep, that is intimate. That is intimate. It's an intimate covenant. And as we continue in this place of worship, we're going to open up and you're invited to take of the elements. Wanted to read something to you from Living Underwater by Heidi Baker. Thank you, Lord. It's time to lie down and let God be God. He is mighty and nothing impossible with him. He wants to kiss his church and transform you with his love. We are called to be carriers of his glory. It is not about being an eloquent speaker, a man of power for the hour, a great revivalist. It is about being so close to the heart of God that you know what he's thinking. Then you are not afraid to go anywhere and say anything as his radical lovers. He captures us so that we can never go back. He wants to shatter your box. Often our God is still too small. It is time for whole nations. Lie down so that He can trust you with everyone. Then when you get up, there's revival. When whole nations come to Him falling on their faces, He changes us with one glance of His eyes so that we are not afraid to be completely abandoned in His arms. Many want lots of power and anointing, but when we just lie down and let Him love us to death and kiss us to back to life, it is truly a powerful thing. He is looking for union, not occasional worship, so that our very nature is transformed. We must walk in His nature, and we must die daily. Again, all fruitfulness flows from intimacy. To the degree that we are untied with the heart of Jesus, God will bring us fruit in our lives. To the degree that we are in love with Him, we will be fruitful. We cannot make revival happen, but we can become so hungry for God. We become a prisoner of love, and these prisoners of love, these harvesters, will so carry His glorious presence. The hungry can no longer resist anymore. He is mighty and He is powerful, and He invites us to come into union with Him consistently and continuously. That we would remember His sufferings and we would offer ourselves as an offering. That we would offer ourselves wholly and completely to partake of the fullness of who He is. His suffering and His resurrection power. And a holy invitation it is. So as we continue in worship, that we would go before the Father. Allow Him to search us. And respond to His invitation to come into union with Him. Father, we thank You that You are with us. Father, and we just bless these elements offered before You, Lord, as a symbol, as we remember, Father, as we remember and we partake and we continue to become Your radical lovers, Father, because as it said, it's time for nations to be one. It's time for nations, Lord. It's time for nations to know who You are. So we thank You, Holy One, that this morning, Father, is so much bigger than us, yet it requires an individual response. So I just thank You, Lord, for what You're doing, for what You're doing in our hearts, and what You're going to do the rest of this morning. So as we continue to sing, and You are ready, the invitation is open for You to partake of the elements.
the living water, the Lion of Judah, the resurrection and the life, the truth, the way, the life, the light of the world, the Savior, the Shepherd, the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, Jesus, HaMashiach, O Yeshua. So many names, Lord. So many names for us. Every one of them dying on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. And then resurrected in power. Jesus, you opened the way for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The first time I heard that song, that the Lamb would receive his reward for his suffering, was actually in Brazil. And the lady who wrote that song was singing it at a mission school that we were leading evangelism for back in 2007, I believe it was. And it was pretty exciting. And we were so in love with Jesus and still are, and that song, that we just thought, oh, Lord, this needs to be part of who we are and what we're doing. And as we are leaving, obviously, I don't dress like this normally, but we're leaving for Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire today in just a few hours and have beautiful babies to dedicate today. It seems fitting as we sing this song, as we worship together and had communion together, that we would be celebrating in-house what the Lord's doing, why he has us here, what's our purpose ultimately. As we fall in love with him, we receive him so that we can give it away. At the end of the day, this is about his kingdom. This is about him. This is about his souls that he has created for us to be able to have the opportunity to impact nations, to impact these little lives. The ones who are being dedicated today, their parents have been overseas numerous times. And it's so exciting when we think about that. We think about the new lives are coming forward, and the new lives that will be just watching this modeling of heartfelt devotion for what makes such a difference in Jesus' heart. So he wants us to take steps. He wants us to walk in and live a heartfelt lifestyle of Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate missionary. And so we're here in Ohio, and we also travel abroad, and we establish things abroad. But you know, the world's really a small place when we think about it. And we're just asking the Lord to develop his kingdom heart in each one of us so that we can step into all that he's called us to do through prayer, through intercession, through support, through going ourselves, and just doing what he wants to have done. Somebody texted me yesterday, not from this area, and they said, I know you have such a heart of taking the gospel of the kingdom to the nations around the world. And I was thinking, I do. But I have that heart because he put that heart in me. And that heart is being strengthened year after year. And we have the privilege of going yet to same country, Ghana, which we have gone for many years, but also a new country, Cote d'Ivoire, this year. And this is really exciting to us, which is a country that's to the west of Ghana. And it's been a dream for us. And this year, we're going to have the fulfillment of that. And Pastor Samuel Gwakapom, his wife Vera, Life Christian Center, partners of ours in Ghana since 1999, actually. They've gone there, they're establishing, they're getting things ready. And then we're coming in with what the Lord has given to us and for us. And so it's very fitting today when we had the request, could we do this today? Could we have dedication today? It's like, yes, we're sending the team off, but what a great opportunity to just dedicate these little lives into the heart and the arms of Jesus and stand with these little lives. Who knows what God's going to do with them? So we're very excited about doing that. And before we do, just wanted to show a video. Actually, it just was on our hearts earlier today about missions. And it's just a mission video that Andy put together and Jamie put together. And we just want to set the stage as we step into dedicating these lives because they go together. The only demand on any of us is what the Lord is asking us to step into. And that is our whole life, just laying our life down, giving ourselves for the sake of the gospel of the kingdom, and that we would have the privilege of being part of the Lamb's reward for his suffering. And we get to do this. We have the privilege of doing that. So for those who are visiting today, family and friends, to see your little ones, children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, dedicated, let this minister to your heart. The very beginning is a tribute, and hopefully all the way through to Jesus. It's very short, but this is about him. This is why we do what we do. And the parents who are represented today for the three little lives, these parents are in love with Jesus and want to take steps forward for the fullness, for the mental, spiritual, emotional, physical welfare of their child, and dedicate the kids to the Lord in front of all of us as church family and natural families as well. So we just thank God for that opportunity. So we're going to show this. I think Andy has it. If we want to flip the lights off, we're going to watch this. We showed it last week for the first time. We had a retreat, a young adult retreat called Seismic, at a new camp that we had never been to before. And I'm just going to ask, if I could, Lawrence and Cynthia. Cynthia was already up here. Lawrence, to come up and just share a few words about this while they're trying to find this video. It's trying to connect it in. So you just share about it, because we had such an amazing outpouring of the power and the love and the grace and the mercy of God. And that's what this is about. So new lives came into the harvest, I'm sure, and are growing deeper.
So we got to spend, and you guys feel free to just wave whenever you're ready. So. Yes. So we had a weekend away. Well done, ladies. Two of the mothers who I believe are having their children dedicated today apparently have better things to do. Hold up the Seismic banner. So we had a retreat away, just drawing in young adults, college age, and having an opportunity just to spend the whole weekend pouring into them. So you know, the theme was let God shake your world, and so. It was really, and I shared this with a couple people, but what's really interesting about these retreats is that we always have a general theme of what we believe the Lord wants to accomplish. In this case, it was talking about how God can shake our world and allow him to move in our lives. But the really fun thing about these retreats is that even though we have a general idea of what it looks like as we allow the Lord to move, he creates this theme that kind of goes throughout the entire weekend that we weren't even necessarily planning. And so what happened is the first night on Friday night, actually, Rachel Larson shared, and she shared a testimony about a gentleman named Todd White, and she shared a testimony about her own life and the seemingly extreme differences that they have. And throughout that whole weekend, what we saw is how God kind of released this message about it doesn't really matter where you're at, it doesn't really matter what background you have. We don't have to look similar, and yet God is able to speak to any single one of those situations in a way that can absolutely change our world. So that really opened the door as an opportunity to minister to a lot of the people that were there, and we really saw the Lord touch hearts and really change lives, not only through the messages and the impartation, but the one-on-one ministry time, which was really sweet and precious. And so we got to see a lot of testimonies come out of that. So it was a pretty neat weekend. And I wasn't sure if my wife wanted to add anything special to that, or I crushed it and covered it really well. Oh, no. No, no, I didn't.
One new thing that we were able to do at this young adult retreat was actually also host what we called Seismic Kids. And that was actually a little retreat, well, not really little, a kids camp for our children. So us leaders that were there so that we would all be able to be there hands-on because we felt it was the heart of the Lord. We were able to coordinate and facilitate with the wonderful help of awesome people from this church. And so what they did is they took our children, and they had camp with them while we were with the young adults. And it was the first time we've ever done anything like that. And it went really well. And my own children really enjoyed it. They had a great, you know, they're like, when are we going back? So it turned out to be a really positive thing. So they were impacted as well, and we're just excited for how the Lord wants to continue to develop that in our midst, because the Lord is about all of us, and nobody's an afterthought to the Lord. He likes to include everybody, so it was just a neat experience to be able to do that, and Andrea and Andrew led that and coordinated that. And then we had a lot of awesome volunteers. like Brenda Calderhead and her family, and Christy and Teresa, and other wonderful people that helped. So you can see why they want to go back and do it again. So we're just allowing the Lord to shake all of our worlds together. So it was a really... It was a good weekend because we were able to be together and let the Lord challenge us. And as the leaders and coordinators, it doesn't matter. We get challenged as much as the new person that walked in. We had students from Mount Union and Malone, Stark State. So it was a really good weekend where we were stretched in many wonderful ways. That was pizza on the floor.
Pizza all over the floor.
We had several different speakers this weekend. Mike McRae spoke. He was Saturday morning, and that was an awesome message. We had wonderful volunteers in the kitchen. Rachel and Angie, Rachel White and Angie, took that. It was some powerful worship. Rachel Larson also spoke Friday evening. Andy Summers did Saturday evening, and then Lawrence Liptak did Sunday morning. And they all shared it. So it was good. Seismic. And... we will now watch the video.
Is beautiful. He's the most magnificent and wondrous being that has ever lived on the universe. He's the Alpha and Omega, the King of Glory. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled, unprecedented, supreme, and preeminent. He's the miracle of the age. He heals the sick, he cleanses the lepers, he forgives sinners, and he liberates the oppressed. He supplies strength for the weak, he defends the feeble, and he beautifies the meek. His life is matchless, his goodness is limitless, his mercy is everlasting, and his love changes everything. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable, he's incomprehensible. He's invincible, and he's irresistible. The heavens cannot contain him, let alone a man explain him. You can't get him off your mind, you can't get him out of your hands, and you can't outlive him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. He's my King, Jesus, and he is who I live for.
Just invite the mothers and fathers and families who are represented here to come on up, and we'll dedicate these little angels again. We always pray and lift them up before the Lord when they're born, even before they're born, for 9 months in the womb. But there's something very special about this time as well. So, you want to just come up here, guys? You have these? Hello. We want to welcome Faith Lenora McCray, Jacob Leon Hay, and Selah Dora Maddox. So if you can just line up here, families, three families represented. It's so beautiful, isn't it? Hello. This is always so much fun for us. We get to see people we don't see every Sunday. So, hello, Olivers. Good to see you. Congratulations. And great-grandparents are invited as well. So, hello, everybody. I know some of you. Yeah, we'll put the McCray clan down there. And the Maddox group here. Here we go. All right. We have some, we need some sheets. Did you get one for us, Carr? Did you have one for us? She's coming. Okay. We're going to just start. So excited. We asked the parents to pick a verse that would really highlight their desire for their child and also explain what their name means, as they've been given a name from the Lord. And they can just share this, and this is going to be for the future, for all these little ones to see themselves on video. And we want to just pass the mic. We'll start right here with Carly and Jordan and little baby Selah, and they can just start and explain. We have beautiful Selah up above, born September 2nd, 2018. There we go. And you can go ahead and just begin with the verse.
So Carly and I each prayed about a verse or scriptures to pray over Selah, and Selah was born on 9-2, and so Carly really felt like Psalms 92, verse 13 specifically, which is a psalm for the Sabbath, and she was born on a Sunday, and today's a Sunday, obviously, and so it reads, "Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God," and when I was praying about it, I heard Colossians 3:16 and 17. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him."
And her name is Selah Dora Maddox. And Selah is a name that the Lord highlighted to me actually before I even knew who I was going to marry. And on the first time after the Lord spoke to Jordan and to me that we were a match made in heaven, the first thing that we did together, just the two of us, was we took a walk. And it was like a 2 or 3 hour long walk, and we covered a lot of ground. I told him, we talked about kids and number of kids that we both wanted, and I told him that, you know, a girl name that I really like is Selah, and he said he really liked that too. So we knew that when we had a daughter that would be her name. And Dora is Jordan's mother's name, so that's her middle name.
Oh, sure. Okay. our son is Jacob Leon Hay, and Joe's going to share a little bit about the significance of his first name, but, here.
So I chose Jacob as his name. We chose... We chose Jacob. It was a name that I had near and dear to my heart. Jacob was my Grandpa Rich's middle name. So I just wanted a strong family name that meant a lot to me.
And Leon, his middle name, is my grandfather who's here. Reverend Dr. Leon Oliver's name, and Leon means lion, which is self-explanatory, but both my grandparents have just been beautiful examples. They're both ministers, and of just the love of God and the strength of the Lord, and so we wanted to also incorporate his name into Jacob's name. Jacob scripturally is one who held on to the promises of God and would not let go. Romans calls Jacob the father of faithful Christian believers, and he's known for reconciling with his brother after tricking him, dreaming about a stairway between heaven and earth, Jacob's ladder, wrestling with the angel of God until he received God's blessing, and receiving the new name Israel from the Lord, which means contender, fighter, and God prevails, and he was the father of the 12 sons of the tribes of Israel. So we bless you with that, Jacob, and Jacob was born at 2:22 on March 14th, and we also felt the number was significant, so we have Ephesians 2:22, but starting at 19.
All right. So Ephesians 2:19-22. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Well, this is our daughter, Faith Lenora McRae. She was born on 8/8/18. So some of us know that the number 8 typically represents new beginnings. So this is definitely a new beginning in many ways. And she was 8 pounds, 2 ounces. So we were hoping that she was going to be born at 8 o'clock in the morning, but it was 7:13 in the morning. So, it was, you know, but I guess if you go on the Atlantic time zone, then she would be, you know, an hour ahead. So it was 8 o'clock somewhere. we'll take it. The scripture that God put on our hearts is Isaiah 60:1-5. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you." Her middle name, Lenora, means shining light. It's an old Irish name. Kind of like a variation of Eleanor, and you know, I'm part Scotch-Irish, so I'm sure Jamie has Irish in there, so it's always good. But anyways.
So her name, Faith, is pretty significant in our family, McRae, Deringer, Rogers family, because the Lord actually, my first pregnancy, we miscarried, and the Lord just gave Mike and I a promise. I was actually overseas when it took place, but the Lord gave me a promise of just that we would have a child, and her name would be Faith. And I actually forgot all about it. That's why you should write things down that the Lord speaks to you, but I forgot all about it, and there was actually somebody that had shared something with us that really felt that we were going to have a baby girl. And so, you know, we lost that pregnancy, and but the Lord carried us through it, and there was so much grace. And then little Gabriel came, mighty, mighty Gabriel came a couple months later, actually. And that was just a promise fulfilled, but no baby girl. And we didn't name her Faith. So years later, just through some other things through our life that just took place, contending for another baby and the timing for that. And so a year ago in December, actually on our anniversary on December 10th is when we found out that we were having a baby, and ecstatic that a couple months later we found out we were having a girl. And so just through really amazing confirmations with her name, and somebody else reminded me too, did you remember you told me in Mozambique that you were going to have a little girl and her name was going to be Faith? And so just seeing the Lord work through that and bringing this promise to fruition of her life. And then Lenora, like Mike said, what does Lenora mean, Gabriel?
Shining light.
That's right. And so one of the first things that Gabriel said to his little sister when we were in the hospital was, he went up right to her ear, and I don't think, maybe my mom just heard him because he didn't say it out loud, but he said, "You're going to tell people about Jesus when you grow up." And he wasn't prompted by any of us. It just came from within him. And so we just believe that Isaiah 60, just that the Lord would shine upon her and that all would be drawn to his light and his love through her life.
I was so excited. I forgot to say the meaning of Selah. which in the book of Psalms, it's found in between the stanzas. And so the exact meaning is actually unknown, but it's seen as a peaceful, reflectful interlude and musical interlude. And Jamie actually shared with me that she heard that that was when the musicians would prophesy through their instruments. So I don't know how exactly that works, but we know that little Selah is a worshiper and also very peaceful and sweet, so reflectful.
And she sings at night. They all do. Choruses unto the Lord, I'm sure. I like hands-on with babies, so I try to teach the new parents the wadum totum. You know, when these children, it's very technical, yes. When these children are having a moment, and I love coming into office and not doing office work, but doing wadum totum. It's one of the joys of my life. And so they are precious treasure unto the Lord. And you can see how they're supported. Wow, this is awesome. That the family comes out when the babies come out. It's just awesome. We love that. So we want to declare over them. We believe that there is something special about the parents declaring over them and us joining them in a sense by supporting them as they declare over their children here. And then we probably will hear from the Lord as to what we should say over the children as well, because it's just a joy to prophesy over their lives in this young, very small stage. And you look at them and say, how are they going to be warrior women and men through the Lord Jesus? He's going to do it. And they will grow to have a powerful Holy Spirit at a very young age. We had children on the streets of Canton this past summer, Green Light Missions, and they went out and preached the gospel on the streets. We had a gathering in the neighborhood. People came in for games and so on, but the children preached the gospel, and 12 people came to know Jesus. That's powerful. That's Holy Spirit inside those children. So we believe it won't be long. It won't be long before these three will be running around and talking about Jesus and preaching about Jesus not long after that. Father, we just thank you so much for these three, Lord, before you. We offer them to you, their families offer them to you, their parents offer them to you as mighty warriors for your kingdom, Lord. We believe, Lord, they are called to the nations because they've grown up in a community called to the nations. It's not by happenstance, it's by design. You have designed this, Lord, that they would receive this impartation of love for people anywhere, locally, globally, the person right in front of them, God, and you will take them through their life, praising your name in front of the nations, God. And many will come to know you because they live on the earth, and you've given each one of these precious bundles as a gift to the families and to the body of Christ. We bless them today in Jesus' name. Now we'd like to lead the verbal declaration so you see the blanks. And so that's where you put your child's name. Is that right? Yes. Yes, you can all kind of gather around a little closer, families, around the beautiful child and put your hands on that gift from God. And parents, we're ready to declare out as soon as you're ready. Jacob was going to do his own declaration.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we've all been in agreement here. This is beautiful, letting the family and encouraging the families to do this. If we can just extend our hands in full agreement here as a church body and family to the families here, and if we can just repeat these words. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done today.
We offer our support in every way.
As family together, doing kingdom life together. We believe these words, we believe these decrees, we believe these declarations. And we thank you that we have the privilege of standing with these families as long as we are all together. We celebrate what you've done through these beautiful lives. And we offer our wholehearted camaraderie in the spirit to every person up here. And we thank you, Lord, that we are together. We will stand. We will support. We will encourage. We will pray. We will have their back. We will be family together. We will walk in forgiveness. We will walk in wholeness. We will walk in truth. And we say that before you, O Holy God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I love it. Well, we just want to go down here and we want to anoint the babies and parents and just bless them. And if you can just keep your hands extended, that would be great. And Kim, if you're, oh, Kim's back here. Can someone else? Jamie can't come up either. I was going to say someone grab the keys. That would be great. We have so many worship leaders in here. And we just want to offer our support for you guys, you ladies and gents as well, and the families. And we just want to pray over these beautiful ones. But please, gather around your families. Put your hands on each one. That would be great. We just thank you. Let's anoint. We can do that. Yeah. There's little baby Selah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Lord. We just thank you. The moment of impartation, so we're just going to invite the other three members of our team to come on up here. We want to invite those who have words to pray over us so that when we leave this afternoon for Ghana, that we're fully ready and ready to go. So if we can have in a moment here Brenda and Mike and Rachel just come on up, Pastor Bill and I. And we're leaving today around 3 o'clock. So we are very excited about that. And Cote d'Ivoire is new, as we said, a new place, a new country for us. So we're very excited. This is the main language is French. None of us speak French. Took a year, didn't do well in that. But we know that the Lord has people for us to help us. So we're excited. We're church planting there. So we're church planting in Cote d'Ivoire and leaving on Monday, actually. As soon as we get off the plane, we're going to continue on. That's the plan offered last night. And so we'll go on to what the Lord has for us so we can ask for prayer for all of that. So we'll get on the plane today at 6. And then Monday when we land, we're going to take off and drive another
5 hours or so, and then spend the night and keep going into Côte d'Ivoire. And then we'll spend the rest of the week there, and then we'll head up, we'll go up the coast, or up the country in Côte d'Ivoire, and cut over into Ghana, and we'll go up to Sola, which is where our land is. We have 22 acres up in northern Ghana, and we've been going there for many years doing a Kingdom Bible School. This year, there will be a smaller number. We're concentrating more intensely. It's more of a very intense leadership release for leaders. So those people are still being sought and brought in. These are the leaders in the villages, in the branches that we have up there with Pastor Samuel Gwakapom. So we're looking forward to that, and then we'll head back. We'll be home the week of Thanksgiving on Tuesday. So we ask for your prayers, and we're just going to invite Cynthia and Lawrence and Troy and Josh, if you want to come up here and kind of run with this, that would be great, and we'll see where this goes.
Well, we're excited to bless them, and so if you all want to extend your hands, if you want to lay hands, feel free. You're welcome to gently lay hands on them. They are traveling today, so if anyone wants to come up, you're welcome to come up and just lay hands on them. And we're just going to bless them, bless this trip, and just we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for the acceleration. Thank you, Father, for the acceleration for this trip. Lord, as Pastor Bill says so many times, it's not a mission trip, but it's a mission, Lord. We're in relationship with Life Christian Center, with Pastor Samuel, with Ghana, and we're excited about this new relationship in Ivory Coast, Lord. So we thank you for your hedge of protection over this team, over Pastor Samuel, Mama Vera, everyone associated, all the leaders coming. Father, we thank you for this church plant, Lord, in Ivory Coast. And we're just excited, Father, for what you're going to do, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you'll cover them, Lord, with that they'll soar in eagle's wings, Lord. I just thank you on this trip that there's going to be a release of just more prophetic vision for what you're doing in both of these countries, Father, for the newness in Ivory Coast, but also for what's taking place in Saula and in the South, Father. Just thank you that this year there's going to be a new release, a new beginning there, just an increase. So thank you, Lord, for the specific pastoral and leadership training this year up in Saula, Lord. But we just bless this team. Thank you, Father.
Lord, I thank you for joy. Lord, I thank you for the new wine that you showed me on Tuesday night. Father, new wineskins, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, they're not going with somber faces, but Lord, faces of joy. Lord Jesus, on you. Father, I thank you for joy bombs in the enemy's camp, Lord. As they go into the places of great spiritual darkness, they recognize the seriousness of the battle. But Lord, they go in with joy from heaven, knowing that the victory is already won in the heavenly places, Father. In Jesus' name, so Lord, we thank you that their feet is anointed with joy. Father, their hands are anointed with joy. Father, their mouths are anointed with joy. And joy is going to bring confusion to the enemy's camp. Lord, it's going to bring confusion in Côte d'Ivoire. Lord, it's going to bring confusion, Lord, in Ghana. We thank you. In Jesus' name, for joy, bringing confusion to the enemy's camp. And at the same time, Lord, that joy is going to infect, Lord, the believers there, Lord, the children coming into your kingdom in a new way. Father, we declare this to be a trip of joy at unprecedented levels, Father, in Jesus' name, as that new wine is poured out, Father, in Jesus' name. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Lord, a song of laughter was released in northern Ghana over malaria. You laugh at malaria. Lord, literally a song with laughter is victorious over malaria, Father. And you're ultimately victorious over malaria, but in the form of the song, in Jesus' name. Lord, we release that. We thank you, Lord, for that enemy. Not the enemy. We don't thank you for the enemy. We thank you for the arrow. The arrow in the enemy's heart, Father, in Jesus' name, of joy. We're not thankful for Satan, just so we're clear. We're not thankful for him. We are thankful for joy in the heart of the enemy. In Jesus' name, we prophesy it. We declare it to be so. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for each person on this team that's been hand-selected by you, God, from their mother's womb, Lord, to be anointed for this purpose, God. We thank you, Father, that you've anointed each one to break down all walls, all barriers, everything that separates people from you, everything that separates people from receiving your full gospel, a gospel of relief from sickness, from pain, from hurt, a gospel that completely takes away and sends away forever sin in the thing that separates them from their Father, a gospel that sets them free from every force of evil that would hinder their lives. Father, we thank you that that is the gospel of Christ that they carry, God, into these places. And so, Father, I thank you just for the authority that this team holds, God, that they will walk in authority, Lord, that they will know that they are authorized in these places, that even as Joshua was told that wherever your foot sets, that ground is yours because I've given it to you, that these new territories, these pioneering places, God, there will be supernatural, exponential, multiplied breakthrough, God, in Ivory Coast. Father, we thank you that there will be no barrier, Lord, no language barrier, no hindrances in travel, God, no governmental barriers, Lord, no individual barriers from the people receiving. But God, all those things you're just unlocking even now, God, that they are going to go through open doors that you have opened, God, and we're going to see just the gospel spread in that place. Thank you for this pioneering team, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this team, God, walks with the authority that you have given them, Father. We just bless each one of them. Father, we thank you for your hedge of fire and protection around them, Father. We thank you that everything here that, Lord, they're responsible for, God, you're promising to take care of. God, everything here that they would want their hearts to be engaged in, Lord, their families, their responsibilities, God, that you're promising them right now, I've got it. I'm taking care of that. And Father, I thank you that they can have their full heart just engaged in the mission for which you've set them forward. Father, not distracted on any side. So thank you, Lord, for the success that they will walk in because of your blood, because of your body, because of your authority, God. We just bless them with that in Jesus' name.
Lord, I just believe that there's a biblical principle of expansion when there's good stewardship, Lord. And so I thank you, Father, as we celebrate a new country like Cote d'Ivoire. More than a new country, it's an expansion of something that's already been established in Ghana. So, Lord, as they've continued to be good stewards of everything that you've given them in that place, Lord, you're expanding their tent pegs. There's an increase, Father. So there's already a spiritual authority walking into that place, Father God, that can even increase to a greater level. So, Father, I thank you that they carry that everywhere they go, that even as they land in Ghana, Father, they drive and they expand into Cote d'Ivoire, Lord. I thank you that the relationships that have been established in Ghana would just see an increase in establishing even greater relationships in new territories. And, Lord, that the places where we've tread, where their feet have tread in Ghana, where they've seen increase, where they've seen expansion, where they've seen churches grow, where they've seen signs, wonders, and miracles, that they would take every one of those testimonies into Cote d'Ivoire, Father God, to see an even greater expansion. So, Lord, as they continue to walk in that authority, I thank you, Father God, that you would open every door that needs to be open, Lord, and that you would also shut every door that needs to be shut. Lord God, that you would apply the blood of the Lamb to this team, that they would have eyes to see, ears to hear, that they would have sharp discernment, Lord, to know where it is that you're calling them to step and where you're calling them to not step, Father God. And as they walk in that wisdom, Lord, that they would see an even greater increase, Lord, more signs, wonders, and miracles, Father God. We celebrate those signs and wonders, not for the signs themselves, Lord, but the one who gives them. And Lord, they carry that everywhere they go. So Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Father, and I just thank you, Lord, that as you're reminding me just of Ghana being the leap of faith for the first, Father, as frontline, Lord Jesus, the first trip that frontline went to, Father God, as themselves jumping into taking that jump of faith, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord, that this is a team that moves in great faith and takes the leap every time, Lord God. There's an opportunity, Lord. And as we jump in together into Ivory Coast, Father, with that same faith, Lord God, to see the harvest, Lord Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, that you are just covering this team with favor, Lord God, for that there's just an incredible favor, Lord, and everywhere, Father, that they go, where they would hear, well, we don't typically do this, however, or we don't know that, but let's go. Father, I just thank you for this incredible favor, Father God, in this time in Ghana, Lord Jesus, and in the Ivory Coast. And I just thank you, Father, that that faith, Lord God, continues to be stirred up, Lord Jesus, and that the harvest, Father God, we're ready, Lord Jesus, to bring in the harvest in Ghana, Lord Jesus, and in the Ivory Coast, Lord. So we just thank you, Father, and every tactic of the enemy to try to stop, Lord God, or thwart or distract, Lord Jesus, we just cancel those things, Lord God, in your name, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that every relationship that should remain solid would deepen, Lord, and every relationship that's not from your hand, Lord, would fall away. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you that this is a team, Father, that walks with you intimately, Lord God. And therefore, there will be much fruit, Lord God, much fruit, Lord. So we just thank you, Holy One, for your hand on this team. And we just thank you, Lord, that we go with them in spirit and in heart, Lord God, that we think of them daily, moment by moment, Lord. We just thank you, Holy One, that you anchor us in Ghana and the Ivory Coast, and you anchor us here, Father. We just thank you. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Father.
I received a word from a local pastor. That doesn't happen very often. And he said, I see you before three gates, and they swing open. Behind the gates are fields just lush with vegetation. And he said, that's what will happen on your trip. And he prayed over me. He prayed through that for the team, not just me. And he was willing to do that, and then he texted me today and blessed the team as they go. And, you know, it's that kind of unity that's going to win the world. And he stepped into that, and we've gone out recently on a number of lunches, and the Lord is more than willing to speak through someone to encourage the team from the outside if we'll just believe we have to do it together. So he's as much of this team, his body is as much of this team, because he reached out to bless us with a word.
Thank you, Lord. And while we are up here,
We just also wanted, as a body and leadership here at Frontline Ministries, just to bless our pastors in the house, Pastor Bill and Pastor Marie Pat. As many of you know, October is typically that pastor appreciation month, but here it's November. So every year in November, we just love to bless them. It's every day, but just as a specific time of the year to remind it. And so we did want to just pray for you guys specifically as pastors, and thank you for being our pastors, but not just that, being spiritual parents, mother and father in the house, for your heart for the Lord, for missions, for mentoring and discipleship, and being shepherds in the house who are good shepherds. So we just really thank you, and we just want to bless you guys and just pray over you fresh and new in that capacity that you guys serve in this body and in our lives. And then there's some different blessings people have for you that they'll either give you throughout the service, at the end of the service, or when you get back. If anyone forgot and wanted to do something, you're welcome to bless at any time. But Father, we just thank you again for Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat, for Papa Bill and Mama Mary Pat, Lord, for just who they are in you and who they are to us. And we're behind you, we support you, we are with you, and we just declare that out. We declare that for your lives and for your heart for Jesus. And just as your spiritual family here, we bless you. We thank you for all that you've sown, that you've not sown in vain. And Lord, I just thank you that anything that seems to fall into the wayside, Lord, that would just come back. Good measure, pressed down, running over. Just thank you, Lord, that you just bring an increase and a multiplication, all that they've sown, Lord. And I just thank you for that reaping in Jesus' name for the harvest. And we bless them. And Father, we just stand behind them. And even as we're under that covering that they offer, Lord, as the shepherds in this house, Lord, but also that you cover them, you watch over them, Lord, and that you would just get their back in every way, and that we are with them. So thank you, Lord. Bless them. Every area of their lives, from their family to their finances to their health, every area, Father, we just thank you for strengthening and increase in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your word, which says that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment, you shall condemn, Lord. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word, your truth, your life. Thank you, Lord. We just call in all those promises that you've given, all the prophetic words, we call them into existence for this family, for the Goki family, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. And everyone else has all those prayers for you and blessings and...
The Malta's waiting.
Oh, man.
Bless you. Thanks so much.
Well, my brother, too.
Nice.
I scribbled out.
Oh, the Ninja Boys. The Ninja Boys.
Just a quick announcement for everyone regarding prayer for the Ghana team. We want to continue to pray for them while they are on their trip. So we have this prayer calendar. You can sign up to pray on specific days. And then we also have a list of prayer initiatives, which if you're on our regular Frontline Worship Center email list, then you would have gotten one of these in your email. But these sheets are there for the taking as well on the table in the foyer, and that's where the prayer calendar will be also. So please, actually, let's just pass this around. I'll go grab a pen and a clipboard. We'll pass this around so you can just go ahead and sign up to pray. Feel free if someone else's name is on the same day, multiple people can pray. So that would be great.